lots of economists proclaim that if credit dries up, some kind of economic catastrophe will occur. I think the reality is, if we get too many bankers and too much credit, some kind of economic catastrophe must occur. A society that has more credit must also be more authoritarian. Coercion of one form or another is often required to get people to pay debts. A society that has less debt is less authoritarian. A lot of debt leads to debtors' prisons, or some approximation thereof, like student loans that cannot be forgiven by bankruptcy. In promoting this student loan foolishness, the government has started a war with an entire generation of young people. The young people will win the war, but it will cost both sides dearly. Or perhaps people will come to their senses and realize that our social, legal, and economic system is so out of kilter that it must be repealed and replaced. Shakespeare famously wrote, "Neither a borrower nor a lender be, for loan oft loses both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry." The big problem with credit is that humans are very poor at predicting the future. What seems a fair and reasonable arrangement in light of what we know today may be totally absurd in light of what we find out tomorrow. If we don't have a method of adjusting agreements, when circumstances change, we get social conflict. Conflict is very wasteful of resources and also prevents us from getting useful work done. The use of credit should be discouraged, not encouraged. We can minimize the use of credit by keeping all relationships balanced at all times to the degree possible. If equity is fairly distributed at all times, a relationship can be ended at any time without creating inequity and conflict. A relationship that maintains real-time equity is a more stable and a more long-lasting relationship. And a society of continuously equitable relationships is a stable and enduring society. Work should be fully paid for as soon as it is completed. Goods should be fully paid for as soon as they are delivered. That used to be the way things were done in the USA. And we are now facing major economic problems because of our adoption of an authoritarian, credit-based business model. If there is no provision for debt forgiveness in a social system, all the failed predictions embodied in various contracts and arrangements eventually overload the information processing capability of the society, and the society fails. To avoid systemic failure, there must be a way to acknowledge and correct mistaken predictions about the future. The correction process must ensure that those who are best at predicting the future are rewarded the most. We have been hypnotized by government bankers into thinking pieces of paper constitute wealth. In reality, those pieces of paper are the means the government has used to defraud us of our tangible wealth, our families, our communities, and our freedom. Those fraudulent pieces of paper have led us to a system where poor children are born owing tens of thousands of dollars to rich children. If we want a healthy economy, we must learn to minimize the use of credit. We need to get back to work and learn to get along with each other. We need to understand that pieces of paper with no creative content are worthless unless they can be redeemed by real, tangible goods and services. We need a system that is fair and reasonable. We need social rules that can easily be understood by very young children. In the beginning of the USA, dollars were created by work. Now, dollars are created by a banker pushing a key on a computer. Our money has become a Ponzi illusion that steadily loses real value. Our Ponzi fake currency is rapidly approaching zero value. We need to say no to the Ponzi dollar that is now based almost entirely on debt that can never be repaid. We need to say no to rules and regulations that are designed to make us slaves of the military-industrial complex. We need to say no to taxation, incarceration, education, and war. We need to say no to jobs, public schools, and jails. We need to say yes to work, families, tribes, communities, freedom, and prosperity. Freedom, works. Slavery sucks. Thank you.